Philadelphia holds the most special elections in the state. That's when a politician leaves before their term ends and voters need to elect someone to replace them. Some elected officials resign to run for a higher office, but others have stepped down because of corruption charges. That's what happened twice in one district in West Philly.
Happening today, State Representative Vanessa Lowry Brown will go to trial on conflict of interest charges. The Philadelphia lawmaker is accused of taking bribes in exchange for political action in Harrisburg.
Special election in Philadelphia today to replace a state representative who resigned as she serves time for stealing from a charity. Mavita Johnson Harrell was charged in December with stealing $500,000 from a charity that helps homeless people and spent the money on her campaign, a car, and trips.
Usually, a Democrat and a Republican are on the ballot for special elections. But in Pennsylvania, those two candidates aren't chosen by voters in a primary, but by party bigwigs. It's a shadowy process that leaves voters out, and it's really important for people who live in the district. So why don't voters get to choose who's on the ballot? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Watch. Cynthia Fernandez is a reporter for Spotlight PA. One of the people Cynthia talked to for her story was Democratic State Representative Chris Rabb, who was a victim of the party system.
I was running for presumably an open seat. State Representative Sherelle Parker vacated her seat early to run for city council. That required that seat to be filled, which is where special elections come in.
The ward leaders did not choose him to run in that special election, so he had to run as a write-in candidate.
Which is very hard.
And basically because he had no name recognition, he lost.
People probably didn't even know to write his name in.
No, but he did say that 700 people, mostly from his district, went through a lot of trouble to write in his name.
Huh.
But 40 days later, he ran in the general primary and he won.
And so I said, you know, public officials should be elected, not selected. And that really resonated with folks who I introduced myself to.
But he still considers this process very insidery and undemocratic and unfair.
So, Cynthia, tell me how the process of choosing candidates for special elections works.
Well, the rules governing this aren't consistent. The state allows for Democrats and Republicans to create their own process. For the GOP, local committee members can pick the candidate that they want when only one county is involved. If more counties are involved, the GOP local committee handpicks a small number of party voters to attend a meeting, and then they pick a candidate. And I talked to State Rep Andrew Lewis. He's a Republican from Dauphin County. And he called the process undemocratic.
It's kind of a closed-door process, and I think it takes power away from the voters to choose their next senator or next representative.
Is this the same process for Democrats?
Well, in the state of Pennsylvania, the Democratic Executive Committee has the final say on who their candidate is going to be. Usually, they go along with what the local committee members recommend, mm-hmm. but not always. And in Philadelphia, it's even more exclusive and more insidery because instead of committee people, they have ward leaders, which are fewer in number, choosing the candidate.
And ward leaders are the unelected local party bosses in neighborhoods throughout the city.
And that happened because at some point the rules changed and it moved all of the power from the committee members to the ward leaders.
Cynthia, State Representative Mavita Johnson Harrell was selected in a special election despite ward leaders having questions about her finances. And ultimately, she resigned after being charged with taking money from her own nonprofit. So is this an example of these ward leaders, these few people making these decisions, having too much power?
Yeah, and a lot of people think that, for example, the Committee of 70, I spoke to their executive, David Thornburg, and he said that in Philadelphia specifically, the Democratic ward leaders are given too much power and the process is not transparent.
just a couple of insiders pick the nominees without consulting, you know, their committee people in any kind of a public or democratic way.
So we don't even know who the ward leaders or the committee members would vote for. There's no public discussion. And because Philadelphia is heavily Democratic, the special election process gives a lot of power to the Democratic insiders who pick a candidate who's a shoo-in for the seat.
Hmm. So, Cynthia, what are the implications of this kind of system of selecting candidates?
It robs voters of a choice in the process, and they often don't even know who the ward leaders are debating about, like which candidates they're choosing between. It's all done in secret behind closed doors, and there's no public meeting or agenda about it. And another thing is that these special elections tend to have very low voter turnout. The people who do know about when special elections are tend to be very involved in politics, and they know to check that special elections calendar because the date is just a random date that the Speaker of the House chooses. And, you know, Mike Terzai, who's now the Speaker of the House, started his tenure in the state legislature after a special election in 2001. He won that election, and then he was an incumbent. Once you're an incumbent, you have the party support, you have party money, and you have name recognition. Those three things made sure that he stayed in that seat for years up until now.
We'll be right back.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. I'm talking to reporter Cynthia Fernandez of Spotlight PA about how Pennsylvania chooses its candidates for special elections. What do the state GOP and Democratic committee bosses say about this?
Well, I spoke to a spokesperson for the Republican Party, Charlie O'Neill, and he told me that they are really comfortable with their process, which is not surprising because that process tends to work well for the establishment.
How so?
Well, it favors incumbents, it favors party insiders, it favors friends of political insiders. You know, it's very much keeping with the status quo, which parties are usually happy with. They also like the process because it doesn't cost very much to choose a candidate this way. He said it's basically free. Even though the special elections cost about $175,000 in Philly, choosing a candidate is basically $0. And some people think this is the best way to pick a candidate for a special election. For example, Christopher Nicholas, he's a Republican consultant. He said that at times like these, special elections are special circumstances where voters kind of lean onto the party to choose their candidate. Christopher also said that challengers can always take up the winners on the next regular election, like Chris Rabb did.
So what did the Democrats say about it?
Well, after multiple attempts at reaching them, they declined to comment.
So, Cynthia, do you think the laws have a chance of ever changing?
There seems to be a lot of bipartisan support and bipartisan opposition to laws that are trying to change the way the system is set up. One lawmaker, Andrew Lewis, who I mentioned earlier, he's right now drafting a bill that would make primaries required for special election so that voters can have a say. Right now, he says that only 1% of voters are picking a nominee in special election, and that's just not fair.
And the feedback I get from everyday voters is overwhelmingly positive because they really want to have a voice in this process.
And then I know Chris Rabb has written a bill too, hasn't he?
Yeah, he basically introduced a measure that would make the process more transparent by having the candidates file the most basic paperwork with a fee and an announcement video that would allow voters to become educated on the process.
What's the status of that bill now?
my legislation is dying a slow death in the House State Government Committee.
He doesn't think it's going to go far, but he does hope it's going to raise awareness. All we have to really do is look at the most recent election in West Philly to understand why the system is so broken. Voters are kept in the dark about how candidates are picked, and they don't know anything about them. But some lawmakers in the General Assembly and government advocates, too, say that neither party is going to move to make the process more transparent or more competitive because they benefit from this process as it is now.
I think there will be opposition from establishment political players who want to control who their next nominee is. And I think that's where you'll see a lot of this opposition come from.
So it doesn't seem like anything is going to change anytime soon.
Well, Cynthia, thanks so much for your reporting on this, and thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.
Cynthia Fernandez is a reporter with Spotlight PA. The Y is produced by Shai Binyakov, Alex Stern, Kelsey Hansen, and Joel Wolfram under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. Our intern is Kelly Brennan. Hit me up on Twitter at AnnetteJH. I'm Annette John Hall. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.